So, if you can get comfy in your chairs and just put everything down, declutter. So there'll be lots of images going around in your head, that's okay, from the pictures of the atlas we just checked in with. What I'd like us to do now is actually go to the real thing, the closest real thing to you, your own atlas. And let's very simply bring our awareness down from our head. I'm sure it's a lot of attention is in your head from listening and looking. Let's come into the midline of the body. Let's do it through the physical midline of the spinal column, craniospinal axis, craniosacral axis. Let's allow our awareness to spread down the length of that and to come into structure. And as you do that, I want you to just be open to whatever aspect of the spine wants to show to you. It could be any of those tissues, any of those tissue layers. See if you can just notice what your body wants to show you and what your propensity is around tissues. Perhaps you'll have particularly strong relationships with certain tissue fields. As ever, just let your breathing ease off, let your diaphragm drop. Let your rib cage become easier and more spacious, more smooth in its movement. As you give it attention, it will probably do that by its own accord. Within all of that, I'd like you to get interested in the junction between the cranium and the spine. So not losing the connection to the whole midline, just splitting your attention, having part of your attention be interested in that junction. And just overall, I just want you to notice how it feels in you. Does it feel wonderful? Does it feel spacious? Or does it feel like other things? Maybe the opposite. Let's get interested in one of the big differences in the body, the difference between left and right. So in that upper C area, how is it on your left? How is it on your right? Perhaps one side's shorter or more contracted. Let's get interested in particular in the atlas. So this bony ring structure right at the very top, really meshed in with the occipital basal area of the cranium. So it's very deep at the top of the neck. Let's see if we can get a sense of the joints there. You might get a sense of bone, and then sort of between the bones, there's these little fluid spaces. They're like little puddles, little reservoirs of fluid, the condyle joints. Often just bringing awareness to that place produces a bit of a reorganization. As you come into a sense of the atlas, you will automatically start to recognize the large exit from the cranium, the foramen magnum. The atlas is literally around the outside of it. It rings foramen magnum. Don't get too intent on the area, just keep some of your attention there, some of your attention down the axis of the body. Let's be interested in some of the ligamentous connections here. In particular, the cruciform ligament, which binds C2, C1 and the occiput together. Very deep down, at the front of the atlas, at the front of the axis. It's okay if you can't get a sense of it, let's just open up to the possibility. And that'll lead you into a sense of the relationship between all those three bones, with all their individual joints, facet joints, and fibrous joints. Maybe there's a sense here of the nervous system. It's very close. It literally moves right through these bones. So we're moving from the inside out. Let's get interested in some of the outer layers of ligament. We saw them in the pictures. Kind of on top, some of these long ligaments are on top of this cruciform and alar ligaments. Long ligaments moving down the length of the spinal column. And also those capsular ligaments that surround the joints. Then as you migrate out of the spinal cavity, I want you to come into a relationship with what's on the outside, which is the muscular tenderness connections. We looked at the very little rectus muscles right at the just underneath, right into the occiput, right into the atlas. Little short things, like half a centimetre long. We looked at the other capitis muscles that move from the area of the atlas down the length of the cervical column. Some move right down to the bottom of the cervical column, to the long, slightly C-curved muscles. They have the fascias, they have the muscular surrounds. Let's check in with the relationship between the atlas, the axis, and your scapula, your shoulder blades. Let's see how that is. One side will probably be a little bit easier than the other. Let's get a sense of the scalings. We're moving from the sort of mostly the mid cervical area down to the upper ribs. See what happens when you think of those structures. So we're moving from deep muscles to sort of middle layer muscles now to more superficial ones like the SCM muscle. Let's see how that is. That one that curves from the mastoid into the sort of upper chest area. Finally, let's just connect in with the trapezius. Connects all the way along the occipital ridge, fans out to the shoulders, and connects all the way down the cervical and thoracic spine. And then just letting your mind go neutral, just being with your neck, your midline, in felt sense, just for a minute. And let's get interested in the space around us. Let's shift out of the physiology of the body and just let the whole exercise dissolve and we can complete.